Muqtada Assad, a longtime adversary of the United States, who's launched at least two uprisings against U.S. forces in Iraq since 2003, is now the kingmaker of the politics in Iraq and repeats his anti-American stance.
The U.S. Is still being seen as an occupying country. There are still troops in Iraq. Without leaving Iraq, these troops leaving Iraq, the existence of the United States is still going to be understood as, occupying and against the Iraqi laws.
Assadi, who is Muqtada Sadr's top aide, rejects rumors about Sadr's tense ties with Tehran.
There are historical and cultural ties, and Sayyid Muqtada Sadr has good relationship with Iran. And he said frequently that Iraq is not going to be an enemy to Iran.
Muqtada Sadr's Sa'irun alliance surfaced as frontrunner in Iraq's May 2018 parliamentary elections. The alliance secured at least 54 of the 329 seats in Iraq's parliament and has been holding talks with top officials to form a parliamentary majority, which in turn will choose the next prime minister. Sadr is reportedly backing incumbent Premier Haider Abadi for another tenure.
Sayyid Muqtada Sadr is doing his best to let Sa'irun and the new coalition open to all partners, except the partners who couldn't adapt to the conditions and rules he put for such coalition. One of them is to leave the quota system, to leave the sectarian alliances, and to work in within a national project. Dr. Haider al-Abadi has a good opportunity to be to run for the second term or premiership.
Sadr's advisor says it is up to the next government to decide about the presence of U.S. forces, which is deemed by the Iraqi parliament as illegal. The win of the 2018 parliamentary elections is expected to give the Sadr movement a strong position in Iraq's upcoming government. It remains to be seen if the movement's leader, Sayyid Muqtada Sadr, is going to use his leverage to push for a complete withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.